Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to Tuesday's Morning Motivation right here on Blog Talk Radio. What an awesome day this is. Well, this is your host, Coach Lalisa, and I am absolutely here to inspire you, to empower you, to motivate you, and to encourage you to live your dreams. Think big. Go after your passions. Discover your desires. Release the power of purpose in your life. Well, I know you can do it because it's been done so many times. There are some sets of skills that you need. There's a system that you can put into place where you can make it happen. I tell you, most of us have already lived long enough in the land of I can't. I can't be anything. I can't achieve this. I can't accomplish that. We have to ditch that land, move out of that land, swim into a new ocean, into a new life, so that we can experience the greatness. Oh, my God, the ultimate experience that God has for us. He is thinking about you. He has you on his mind. You were created with a purpose. And one of the things that I love that Dr. Miles Monroe says in his book, Understanding the Power and the Purpose of Woman, he talks about that when the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. And when we turn on almost any type of informational network, whether it be the news from television, magazines, the internet, we hear about so much abuse already. This morning, I haven't even been up that long. Already, I've learned of a young man who was pushing a baby stroller who was murdered. I've learned about a woman in a hotel who was savagely beaten and bitten. I've learned about another young man who had murdered some people. So much abuse. And I believe deep within my soul and heart that these individuals did not understand their God-given purpose. They did not know that God had a perfect plan and purpose for their life. well, that gives me even more of the motivation to take my message to the world, as we're doing right here. Blog Talk Radio is a message to the world. It's international. We have people all the way from Germany, California, tuning into the show. Good morning, good morning. We got people in Canada, Toronto, Canada. Welcome, welcome, K. Bonito. Yes, Mr. Carlos. Good morning, good morning. And to our other guests to the show today, we are still talking about living the life of your dreams. Well, I admonish you to go out and make it happen. Think big. Dare to live. You know, Les Brown did a seminar some years ago that actually turned into a book. It turned into a whole, you know, tape series. He traveled all over the world telling this message that you have to live your dream. Well, I have a similar message. Living your dream life. You deserve to live your dream life. Passion, desire, and purpose, you are destined for it. I know you're destined for it. That's how you end up tuned in to this show. Well, it is Tuesday morning. This is another day. You can take the steps to make your dream a reality. Don't give up on your dream. I know sometimes, you know, we want to give up on our dream because we haven't seen it come to fruition yet. We haven't seen it fully manifest. Some days is very dark as we're trudging along the journey of our dream. Some days we feel like just flat out turning over, throwing in the towel. I've been there. I felt like throwing in the towel. Some days I feel like throwing in the towel. But every time I think about, but see, that's why you got to know your purpose. Because when you know your purpose, you will never want to throw in the towel. I mean, you may want to, but you won't go far enough to actually do it. And so many people are failing. They're absolutely failing to live their dream because of one thing that, you know, can set a lot of people back, and it can grip people and hold them in the worst bondage and the worst jail, you know, that you've ever seen. You know, you ever watch that show, Lock Up? And some of those prisons and jails seem so horrible. But let me tell you, when you are locked behind fear, you're in the worst jail there ever was. They haven't made a jail to compare. Not Alcatraz, not any of these jails you see on television. None of them are as bad as the jail of fear. When you are locked in fear, it is painful. Talking about abuse, and then it's almost a self-abuse. And so I'm telling you, we have to be released from that prison. We have to be set free from the prison of fear. Don't let fear trap you. Don't let fear hold you down. But fear can keep people from living their dreams. And believe me, you, I have first-hand experience with fear. I spent over half my life in fear, scared to live my dream, worried about what other people say, concerned about what other people think. Do you know people will trap you into a life that you hate? You know, do you ever wake up just, you know, don't even want to go to work? Don't even want to get out of bed? How about that? Can you imagine? Do you know there are people who are bedridden? They don't have a choice but to stay in bed, and they are absolutely flat-out miserable. And then there are those of us who can get out of bed. We have the workings of our limbs and our muscles and tendons and everything is working inside of us. But mentally, we don't want to get out of bed. Emotionally, our emotions are all over the place. Well, you have to get out of that bed excited, but it won't happen. It won't happen as long as you are trapped in fear to live your dream. I don't care how you try to shine it up. You can try to dress it up. You can go out and get a new hairdo. You can get the nails done. Men, they get their nails done too. You can go out and do all of these things to yourself. But let me tell you, it's just a cover-up. It's just a smokescreen. Because after the smoke settles, okay? After you got to take that mask off, sooner or later, you got to come out from behind that veil. And what are you left with? You're just left with your own misery. Why? Why? It's not because of your race, your color. It's not because of, you know, your different beliefs. But what it is because you're not living your dream life. You're not living that desire that God has put down on the inside of you. You know, we were all created for something great. Greatness. Greatness. I'm telling you, I am so motivated to speak this message that I'm going to tell you, I'm like, you know, I don't need pencil or paper. You see, this is what, you know, it's just there. It's there. I am living it every day. And I welcome each and every one of you to the show today. I know there are people that this is your first time tuning into the show. Well, let me tell you what you're in store for, because here's a show where we come on Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. for 1 hour, and we talk about the things that are going to help you transform your life from tragedy to triumph, from disaster to destiny, from your pain to prosperity. We're going to help you overcome every obstacle, every mountain, every hurdle with strategies, tips, and tools. Now, on Monday through Friday, we're here. We're here. All you have to do is wake up, dial in, sign in through your computer. Some of you have other tools that you're using, iPads and Face and these other tools out there, iPods and what have you. And they got so many gadgets now, you can't even keep up with all of that. But it's all good. It's all good because you know what? It's giving somebody a job. How about that? But you want to have a job that you love to do now. I want to welcome, I see we have Mr. Versi L. Walker in the house. Y'all, I just want y'all to know Mr. Versi is a star now, so, you know, we got to give him his proper props. And he knows exactly what I'm talking about. And any of you that has Facebook, and if you've been on his Facebook page, you know what I'm talking about as well. But we also want to welcome in the chat room another fast-growing. We just got a bunch of stars on this. You know, I'm going to have to rename this morning's show to the Cultural Lisa Celebrity Talk Show because, I mean, everybody's becoming a celebrity now. We have also on the line, we have Miss Patricia Martin, who is fast becoming a celebrity right here in the state of New Jersey and in the city of Newark. She is working in a mighty way with women and with the youth, and she's doing some great things. She just did a youth conference at her church the Saturday before that. I was out of town, but I heard that it went down, and it was great. It was wonderful. And we wish her much success. We also have, and she has a conference coming up in May that she would love everybody to know about and to take part in. It's 100 Women in White. We'll be telling you more about that as the months go on. We also have in Cincinnati, Ohio, let me tell you, Cincinnati, they're not even ready for what's about to hit them because some of that information that I was giving you about the murders and the beatings, that took place in Cincinnati, unfortunately. Yesterday I heard about a man who was run down on his bike, an older gentleman. I mean, people, let's slow down in these cars. Let's get off these cell phones. And if you are texting and driving, please stop. Listen, nobody loves to talk on their cell phone more than I do, and most people know that. But you know what? You cannot talk and get so wrapped up in your conversation that you lose sight of where you're driving and what's going on around you. So, but in Cincinnati, Ohio, oh, my God, we have a young lady there, and she is doing it big. This is a woman. She's an entrepreneur, and she just so happens to be African-American, a young entrepreneur who owns her own dry cleaning business. Cincinnati, let me tell you, she is about to appear on a very famous DJ there in Cincinnati that's been a DJ for years and years and years. Mr. Lincoln Ware. She's going to be on his radio show. He's going to be interviewing her, and we want to encourage her and motivate her that when she gets on there, to just be herself. She is a leader. She provides jobs for people, and she's also a wonderful expert dry cleaner. So I tell you, nothing but celebrities all over the place. We also have in the chat room many celebrities. We have Mr. Jay Furley. Oh, my God, millionaires in motion. He's doing it big. He's in Germany. It's afternoon there, y'all. So I say we get Mr. Jay to set up a scenario there so we can board a flight and come to go to Germany and do some motivational seminars there. But I tell you, it's just going down. It's going down. This is, like I said, a show of celebrities. But you see, that's what happens when you live your dream. That's what happens when you step out of the life and the shadow of fear. When you stop telling yourself what you can't do. Get rid of the word can't. Just get rid of it, period. You don't need it. You don't need it. What you need is the word can. I can. Remember our three simple phrases of affirmation. I can, I will, and I must. You have to tell yourself this on a daily basis. Take a little card, just a little 2x4 card, and write that on there. I can, I will, and I must. Now, remember, we are all connected to someone else. And I believe there was a concept out there, and even it may have been a movie and a play, that says there's only 6 degrees of separation between us people. Everybody is connected by, you know, 4 or 5 other people. Now, here it is. You can encourage someone else. You have children. Make sure that you're motivating them with the I can, I will, I must. When it comes to anything they're doing in school, I don't care if they're doing algebra, fractions, multiplication, geometry, trigonometry, calculus, you name it, whatever it is. It could be English reading. You make them say and repeat. They could be doing chemistry, physics, history. There's nothing that is too hard for the human brain. See, everything on this earth is under our dominion. You have, but guess what? Here's the thing about dominion. It is here, absolutely, but you must take it. You know, it ain't going to just fall on your head. You have to take it. In other words, you have to want it. You have to speak it. We said it before. You have to write it down. You have to get it down in your heart and your soul. You have to meditate on it. You know, I remember God telling Joshua, if you meditate on my word day and night, I will give you the gospel of good success. Now, when God gives you good success, there is nothing that can stop you. There's, you know, now here it is. Some people, I know you're concerned about money, finances. Don't get trapped. Because that's a fear trap. Being worried about money is a trap that is based on fear. And you say, how do you know that, Coach Lisa? Because here's the key word. You're worried about it. And he said he didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. Now, here it is. Fear and worry are the two things that can take you out of here. There are more people who die from cancer, and of most cancer, this is common knowledge. So I'm not telling you anything that's rocket science. But there's been many studies done and released and reported and confirmed that stress does result a lot of times in cancer, and if not cancer, other diseases like high blood pressure and many other ailments. Depression, just depression, period. So high blood pressure, depression, you don't need it. But worrying, why you worry? Listen, stop worrying. And actually, Mr. Dale Carnegie, a great motivator and business mogul, he wrote a book some years ago that is still his number one bestseller. It's called How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. If you live your life meaning living your life on purpose, living out your desires and your passions. If you do that, believe me, you will, the worries will go away. But don't worry about money. Don't worry about money. Money will take care of itself. I used to love to listen to one of those TV evangelists. He used to say, money cometh to me now. It's coming your way if you work at what it is you love doing. Now, when in 1997, while I was working with the Welfare to Work program, it was called the AWEP program, A-W-E-P, which was the acronym for Alternative Work Experience Program. And they used to run it at the local college here in Newark, New Jersey. And there was a woman who we invited her to speak one day for us, Miss Candy. She's since passed away, but she was certainly a wonderful role model for me, Candy Dickerson. Back in 1997, I saw her as a leader, and I said, wow, I want to be like her. And here this woman was always out motivating people who were underprivileged, people who were in transition from some scenario or another. But with the Welfare to Work program, I never forget something she said. She said, if you do what you love, the money will come. And I know that's a hard concept to handle sometimes when you're broke and the bills are due. And so sometimes we just take any kind of old job just to pay the bills. But let me tell you, any kind of old job is not going to make you happy. If you're not happy, you're not going to be that productive. If you're not that productive, even the job that you have, you're going to lose it. And you'll be back at square one with no money. So you will come out better in the long run, as they say, going after the job that you love, though the money may not be there immediately. But if you do what you love, the money will come. Now, here, and if you have a question or a comment, I'm going to open up the phone lines in just a minute because we absolutely want to hear from our dear, dear friend, Mr. Versie Walker. I'm telling you, he has a powerful story to share with you. He's going to be on tomorrow, so he can't tell it all today. He's got to save some for tomorrow, Wednesday. But, oh, let me tell you, he was in Washington, D.C. He was cruising. He was doing book signings. I mean, it was going down at the airport in the Washington, D.C. area and the bookstores and the other places that he was. But here's the story about when you do what you love, the money will come, and your dream is being made every single day. You may not see it. You know, it's like a quilt. If you look at a quilt from the top side, it's very beautiful, and it's, you know, all of these different types of materials and patterns put together strategically, and it is beautiful. But when you turn that quilt over, on the flip side of that quilt, there's a bunch of crazy-looking strands, and I'm telling you, they just look a mess. And that's the way our lives are. Sometimes our lives look a mess, but if you turn us over, you will see the beauty. So sometimes you can't see the beauty. And I'm going to take this caller because I don't want to lose him. And we have in the chat room some conversation going on. Okay, Bonita is saying, yes, love, you will live. He says, never talk when you drive. Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. He says, love your family. That's right. Get off these cell phones. And I saw a sign. If we were driving to Virginia Beach, don't hang up, Mr. Walker. I'm going to be right there. I saw a sign that said, you know, it was talking about if you love God, you know, that's great or something like that. And it said, and if you want to meet him right now, talk on your cell phone. And so, you know, people have to really, really, really take that serious and be careful. But let's open up the phone lines right now. Mr. Versie Walker, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Yes, here I am. Good morning, good morning. I'm doing wonderfully well, and how are you?
I bet you are. I saw your Facebook page. I have to admit, I didn't find it on my own. Someone else showed it to me, and I was like, you, Mr. Walker, hanging out with the Mike Bazin, I tell you. All right, go ahead and share, because I know you have something to share with the people today.
Listen to you. Listen to you. I was actually just calling in because you know what? You're so right on and so spot on with your topic today in overcoming fear and believing in yourself and receiving all that's available, you know, through the universe and that you're capable of doing. I don't know where this thing has become so embedded and ingrained in our, you know, entire fabric, so much where, you know, the marketing and the advertising that is done is geared towards entertaining you or placing you in a fear mode so that you won't react or that you will react in a certain manner. So, again, you're on point and you're on topic, and I feel your energy and your passion and just had to dial in. As you know, this weekend was a whirlwind of activities that was not prompted, you know, for me to do initially. Some of these things that happened that I'm going to discuss more on tomorrow happened just because I was in the right place. I had the faith, and I did not have fear. So it enabled me to enjoy, you know, all that DC had to offer. I was part of, you know, some of the events for the Black Caucus. You're right, you know, taking photographs and selling with my faith, and I had a successful book signing there in D.C., and tomorrow, again, I will elaborate on everything and tell you other individuals that I was in the right place and also let you know who I met in the bathroom at the Ronald Reagan National Airport. And, you know, men, we don't like to meet other men in the bathroom, but I think you guys may like this gentleman. But I had a wonderful time. I had a wonderful time. And so now just getting prepared this morning to make sure that I'm there with you, supporting you tonight in Philadelphia as you, you know, go on and broaden your base and the people that you're reaching to. So, again, always supporting and following through with you and anyone else who's doing great works. So keep on doing what you're doing.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we are going to be on point and ready tomorrow to hear. Oh, I can't wait now to hear who was met in the talking about meeting in the ladies' room.
Okay.
You all had meeting in the men's room. I'm talking, this is just so, oh, my God, when I read your post and just when I looked back over my life, I said, God, this is the purpose. Because when we first connected, and I remember how it happened, and so with Facebook and all of that and the message that I had sent out there, and then you contacted me and you went to the hotel where I was supposedly going to have an event, had announced that you showed up. I wasn't there. There was no one there. But you didn't count it robbery. You didn't hold it against me. You contacted me and let me know you had come. You didn't, you know, it was just, you were amazing. And so here we are together on the show doing some things, powerful traveling. I tell you, I am just amazed. But so much of our destiny is happening every day, and we don't even realize it.
Yeah, I know. I was talking to a friend yesterday, and I'm going to, you know, let you go ahead because, again, your topic is hot. But I was talking to a friend yesterday, and I was telling him is that we had a conversation about 2 years ago, and he was asking, do I still write down my dreams? I said, no. I said, because I just think about them, and these things happen. I said, you know, I don't have to write them down anymore. And then I went back and I reflected, and I realized I was at a place that I had been living my dream for the course of the last 3 or 5 years, but I had stopped dreaming. I had stopped, you know, putting up my dream board and my pegboard and dreaming forward. So I had the house, I had the wife, I had the 3 kids, but there were still certain elements of my life and my business or aspects that I had, you know, wanted to change or didn't want it in that way. So we all say we want money, and then when God gives us $50, we're complaining. Well, you weren't specific. You weren't exact, and you weren't definitive in your statement. So although I had my business and I had expanded my business, but I had become the fabric of my business. So I was tied to it. I wasn't able to, you know, have the autonomy to spend time with family and friends and just had the relief that I wanted. So I said, wait a minute, you know what? Although I'm living my dream, but there's still more dreams to be gathered. And the one ultimate dream that I was looking for, I hadn't achieved. And that was a dream of being a public speaker and being able to share my, you know, information and my experience with others. And so, you know, in 2008, the latter part, the last quarter of 2008, is when I began to write down my thoughts. I began to write down, you know, some information to share with coworkers and colleagues and my employees, and that transformed and morphed and also became my blueprint, but it also became my book. So I hadn't even thought of writing prior to that because of that conversation with my friend when he, again, had me think, you're complaining, you're not really satisfied, you're not really totally happy because you're living your dream, but it wasn't specified. You didn't specifically say how you want the outcome to be, how much money, or how many days a week that you want to work. Now you're there 7 days a week, 11 hours, and it's not what you envision your life as an entrepreneur or businessman. And so when I became specific and I started writing down what I wanted my life to look like, what I wanted my dream to be, and what I wanted from others, it transformed and became my book. And that book then opened up doors to have opportunity to speak with you, LaLisa, to be on your show, to meet others and share with them my experience, my ideologies, and my philosophies on how I became successful and what it takes to be successful. And it also landed me in those opportunities that I'm going to talk about tomorrow on this past weekend. And it's just once you get past the fear, don't be a fearmonger. Once you throw off the attitude of poverty and grab the attitude of prosperity, all things will then become available to you, and you could be a vastly great person even where you stand. And if it's not where you want to be, if you dream big enough, write down your thoughts. And I'm not really a planner, so I can't sit down and strategize and plan my day and my life out. But I'm optimistic and I'm hopeful, and I know what I want at the end of that day. So just knowing that helps me get through. So with that being said, I'm going to turn it back over to you. But, again, I can't wait to see you this evening. I definitely can't wait to talk to the callers tomorrow. Everybody tune in. You may want to grab a pen and paper because I got a laundry list of wonderful things to share.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in today and calling in and making those comments and just encouraging people even the more to live our dreams, to throw off fear now. You know, we want to make it clear that not every fear that we have is maladaptive. There are some fears that we need. Like, you need to be afraid of walking out in the street with a Big Mac truck coming your way. You need to fear, you know, getting. So there are some things that will bring us deathly harm. Yes,
right.
We must fear. And we must have a reverential fear of the Almighty God. But we're talking about the types of fear that we are worried about something that hasn't yet occurred. Sometimes people, I mean, I've actually been there as well, to actually fear something that has never occurred for me or anyone around me. And so sometimes you hear people give a definition of fear using the acronym FEAR as false evidence appearing real. Now, there are a lot of people who have absolutely heard that acronym used before, but guess what? There are a lot of people who haven't. So for those who may listen to this show at some point in time, this may be new information for you. But the acronym for definition of fear, just to keep it real simple, is false evidence appearing real. Now, again, that's the negative fear. Fear is a basic emotion that we need. Again, you know, when it comes to saving my life, you know, I need to be afraid of jumping into, you know, the middle of a fire. Okay, I'm not fire retarded. So, but, you know, not to be making fun, but the thing is, we have to understand the reality of fear as well. And let's look at where some of that fear comes from. Well, sometimes as we are growing up and being raised, we have learned fear. When people have, you know, we wanted to do things and the fear, that's why with children, you have to be very careful. I notice even with my grandson, you see little kids, they have no fear almost of anything. They will jump off of something high. They will walk on the edge of things, you know, like most of us, you know, we don't like to walk too close to the edge. Different things that he will do. Now, yes, I don't want him to be hurt. But guess what? At the same time, some of those knocks and bruises are also going to be his strength. They're the things that's going to help him get to where he needs to get in life. So sometimes as parents, we have to hold back and not show our fear of something because, remember, we're sometimes older, and we've seen more, and we have more beliefs and we have more ideologies than this child may have. So we have to be careful because we don't want to stop our children from trying things, experiencing things. That's how they learn. But at the same time, when it comes to our dreams, when it comes to being all that you are created to be, because the problem is some people will get almost to a middle spot and they will get comfortable. And then they feel, well, at least I went somewhere. At least I've done something. But they're still not all the way living to their highest potential. And see, the problem with that is, it's not so much a problem for me per se, but I didn't create you. So if you have your creator, God has purposed you for you to live out your fullest potential and not to stop in the middle, not to stop halfway down the road. And so you must go all the way. And so fear must be dealt with. And the reason why I'm speaking of this fear is because I know how it's crippled not only myself, but so many others. And just because a person may look like they have it all together, or they may look like they're doing a lot of great things, it doesn't mean that fear is not present. But what it can mean is that they've learned how to operate in the face of their fears. And they've learned how to operate despite their fears. And so even if you just do an internet search on what fear is, you will come up with all types of definitions. And, well, a lot of them will be similar, though, but I'm just saying there will be that many accounts of someone making notation or putting out information about fear, because that's how many people that it affects. You know, fear will stop that next author. It will stop that next entrepreneur. It will stop the next scientist who may discover a cure for cancer or a cure for AIDS or HIV. It may stop the next architect from building buildings that can withstand what the elements are about to bring us. You see, I could go on and on and on and on with a list of what fear can do. You know, fear can stop you from getting out and speaking and sharing your story. Every time I hear about the youth killing each other, going to jail, messing up the lives of themselves and other people, every time I hear that, another little voice that goes off in my head is that somebody who had a message that could have reached that child was afraid to speak, or was afraid to speak up, or was afraid to share their story. Because I know for a fact that when I got ready to turn my life around, when I got ready to do things but not to do something else, it was always because of something that someone had already shared with me. And therefore, I am so convinced that we have to keep talking, we have to keep sharing our messages and our stories. Don't worry about the effect of it. Don't worry about its impact, because that's up to God. But your job is to take that message. That's why I'm so excited about what's about to happen in Cincinnati. That's why I'm excited about what's about to happen here tomorrow morning when Mr. Percy Walker comes on and shares how he was able to impart his message about success and how he ended up here, the work that he's doing with the youth and the work that he is doing to mentor other people, the connections that he's made and the ones that have been made for him. Do you know that God already has a plan for you? He already has it worked out. You don't know it. You don't know what it is. But he already has it worked out. That's why we are encouraging you to, you know, go on and act. Don't listen. God is smart enough, I tell you. You know, God amazes me how smart he is. And he is an ultimate genius. This is how smart God is. He is so smart that he will, though he doesn't want us just going out willy-nilly, doing all kinds of crazy things, but yet he gives us a free will. Yet he gives us power and authority. Yet he gives us abilities and skills. He gave you talents and he gave you gifts. and he doesn't want you sitting on them. God does not want you sitting around waiting for him to email you or text you blow by blow descriptions of what you're supposed to do. Because if that was the case, I would have gotten an email by now or a text. No, that's not what God wants. But what God does want you to do is he wants you to fully trust him. Fully trust him. That when you move in the gifts, the talents, the skills, and the abilities, the thoughts, and things that he has placed inside of you, the desire and the passion, when you do it, he wants you to trust that if you do it wrong, incorrectly, he knows how to pull you back. He knows how to stop you. He knows how to redirect you. He knows how to restore you. So don't worry about that so much. Now, don't go out there and just flat out do something that you know is just counterproductive to being a success in life or using your talents, your gifts, your skills, and abilities. No, don't do that. However, don't sit around, you know, waiting for God to download a blow-by-blow blueprint of what you're supposed to do every day. Because you'll be waiting for a long time, let me tell you. It will be like many people who left this earth and never, never, ever lived their dream. So trust him. Go on and get it done. He knows when to stop you. He knows when to pull you back. Now, here's what you can look at, all right? You can look at what's deep in your heart. You see, many people are just surface people. Yes, welcome, Mr. J. Early, all right, in the chat room. Listen, most people are just surface people, and that's the part of the problem. Kiva, well, hey, Kiva, you know you're my girl. Kiva, I already shared with Mr. Versi about how I had been on his site to see his awesome picture, and he's going to be on tomorrow. Boy, Kiva, you blessed my socks off last night. Girl, I could hardly get to sleep. But you are so awesome. Oh, there's another. I told y'all this is a show now of celebrities. I'm going to have to change the name of the show to the Coach Lalisa Celebrity Hour because we got more celebs in the house. We got Ms. Kiva Renee down there in Nashville. She is a playwright. She's also a dancer, just a phenomenal woman. She's an entrepreneur as well. She used to own her own school. Can you believe it? She had her own training school for several years here in New Jersey, and she's just doing some amazing things. But she's also a good friend. But here's the thing. You can't let your dreams die. And if they are dead, because I understand that some people have already let them die, if your dreams are dead, it's time to do some resurrecting. Don't you know you have resurrecting power? Do you know that you can resurrect a dead thing? Don't tell me you can't, because I know you can. I've resurrected some dead things in my life. Believe me, you. Trust me, it can be done. But it can't be done if you don't know that you can do it. So first you have to realize and understand and have knowledge that you can do it. And now once you believe that, now you can achieve it. You know, there are many motivational speakers who will tell you, you've got to believe it before you see it. You've got to understand it in your mind's eye, and then, because what you can't conceive, you can achieve. If you can conceive it, believe it, you can achieve it. So you can achieve it. You can do it. Yes, you can. I know you can. Mr. Versi Walker knows you can. Mr. J. Early knows you can. Coach K, Les Brown, Dr. Kimbrough, and Yalavon Zahn. Whoever else you know, they all know. They all know. And they're doing it. But guess what? You're doing it too. You're doing it too. That's why you're up each and every day and you're out there making it happen. Now, we were talking earlier in the week about thinking big. You and I tell you, bigger is better, okay? Bigger is better. And I was talking earlier about don't just go chasing money. I almost feel like singing that song, don't go chasing waterfalls. Listen, don't go chasing money, y'all. Chase your dream. If you chase your dream, the money is coming. If you chase your purpose, you're going to get some money. But if you just chase money, you're going to end up broke. I can guarantee it. You're going to end up broke by chasing money. Because you know why? You won't be happy. And when you're not happy, no amount of money is going to satisfy you. When you're not happy, it's just like you're broke. You could have millions. Why do you think there are millionaires right now in the crazy house? Right now on all kind of depression drugs. Why do you think that is? Money. So money is not the answer. I heard the wisdom key Dr. Mike Murdoch on last night saying that, you know, a mansion doesn't make you happy. Just, you know, having a yacht is not what makes you happy. But what makes you happy is when you're connected with the source of your happiness. When you're connected to the source of prosperity, now you can go get some things done. And as I was sharing before, I've lived through a situation not that long ago. I was telling you earlier about doing what you love and that the money will come. And I know that's hard for some people to grasp because we think in terms of what we need money right now. And we don't know how to trust, as Mr. Versie Walker alluded to a little while ago, we don't know how to trust the universe because we some of us lack understanding and we're scared. You know, there you go, that fear again. You know, we're like, well, I don't want to be too far out there. You know, what does the universe have to do with it? All that we're talking about is the dominion that God has given to us. The universe is held by God, and he has given man and woman dominion over it. And so, in other words, everything that you need to live your dream and your purpose is yours for the taking. And you're not stealing. You don't have to take from anyone else. You know, that's why we have a message for the young men and women who are, you know, out here committing the kind of crimes where they're taking from others. You don't have to take from others. There's enough in the universe that is already designated for you that will make you, you know, wealthy and happy beyond your wildest dreams. But it won't happen for those who are afraid, who are trapped in the bondage of, I can't do it. That won't happen for me. And here's the thing. You have to realize that your dreams are worth it. They are worth being birthed, revived, restored, resurrected, whatever it takes. And my uncle, Bishop Henry Cobb of the Church of God, 2 Chronicles 7:16 in Philadelphia, he wrote a book last year entitled Don't Let Your Dreams Die. I encourage you to go to his website, and you can go to Henry Cobb, C-O-B-B, I believe it's .org. But if you put him, he's on Facebook, Henry Cobb. You can look him up or you can, you know, contact me later. I can get you the information. It's a small book. It's easy to read, but it is power-packed. He is telling you how to not let your dreams die, and he gives you scripture references. He gives you personal examples that you have to resurrect your dream. You can't let it die because your dream is tied to the power that God wants you to reveal in the earth that demonstrates his glory. And God is more concerned about his glory being revealed through us than he is about whether you get rich or not. Understand that. The glory that God wants to reveal in the earth through you, Kiva, and your dancing, through you, Mr. Walker, and your motivational speaking and your books, through you, Mr. J., through your coaching, through the things that you do, through you, Mr. Cable Nietzsche, through you, Hope, through you, Pat, and everybody listening to the sound of my voice, God is more concerned about his glory being released and revealed in the earth than he is about you being rich. Now, this is how you know this. Richness is here. You know, according to the word, He gives us power to get wealth. So that's not the issue with God. The issue is that all we're revealing is glory. And the way we do that is by living our dream. Because you know why? Living your dream is a miracle. It's a miracle. You know, the moment you live your dream, why do you think people like the Beyoncés and others, Beyoncé, she's a famous singer for those of you who may not know her, but and she's also an actress as well. She was in the movie The Dream Girls. Here's, you know, a lot of these stars who are living their dream, why do you think when they get on the stage and they're getting awards, what's the first thing out their mouth? Oh, I thank God for, you know, because even they understand, even though they may not be totally using their talents to, you know, as we think they should, and to put it like that, as we think they should, but at the same time, they are living their dream, and dreams are miracles. You can't figure out what a dream is and how it comes about. That's a miracle. The same thing as a heartbeat. You can't figure out and understand how our hearts beat. Even doctors, sometimes, and surgeons are astounded at what happens in an operating room or on that surgeon's table. They are astounded at what happens. Even they recognize that much of what happens, 90% of the time, is not logic, but it's a miracle. And living your dream is a miracle. Living your purpose in life is a miracle. So every time you step out on faith, that's a miracle. When you do the thing that everyone thought you could not do, you right there, you demonstrated the glory of God. You revealed him in the earth. And for that, God is pleased. Yes, he is. Now, I know we're running out of time. I know we've been talking. We thank each and every one of you for tuning into the show. We still have about 10 minutes left, and I want to give anybody an opportunity if you want to ask a question, if you have a comment. This is the time to do it. I know some of you are on your way to work. Some of you are already at work. You may not be able to call in. We definitely congratulate you for being diligent. Being diligent. Oh, my God, just showing up to a thing is 90% of your success. Being diligent is 90%. Staying on your guard. I remember when Jesus told his disciples one time when they fell asleep, he was like, what, you couldn't watch but for 1 hour? You know, he was encouraging them that you got to stick with something. You know, man ought to always watch. You know, you got to be on your watch. You got to be about your purpose, your dream, exploding each and every day. And don't get trapped in fear, in regrets. Don't get trapped in discouragement, in disappointments. Your disappointments are just opportunities for you to turn it around. I'll never forget, I heard a motivational speaker say one time, a setback is a setup for a comeback. You may feel like you've been set up. You may feel like you've been set back. Well, guess what? It's time for you to come back. And you got to come back big. You got to think big. And I know I've been talking about thinking big all for the past 2 or 3 weeks. And, you know, it was like, think big. I've been talking about this for those of you who have been tuned in. And so we said our thinking will lead to our actions, and our actions will lead to our destiny. And sure enough, my destiny has hit. It's here. And I don't mean destination destiny. I'm not talking about the end of the thing. I'm talking about just the beginning. Because when you begin to live life on destiny, you're just beginning to live. In other words, if you haven't done this yet, you haven't even begun to live. If you're not living your purpose, you haven't begun to live. And I'm not just talking about doing a job, because doing a job, that may not even be your purpose. Doing a job, let's just say, for instance, you know, you could be a great telephone operator, or you may be a great customer service rep. You may love your job, but that doesn't mean that's your purpose. Your purpose is to change the life of other people. I'm just giving you a help because I know some people, it would take you way too long to figure that out on your own because it took me a long time to figure it out. So I'm just going to go ahead on and, you know, cut through the chase and make it real quick for some people. Your purpose is, your ultimate purpose is that you're going to change the life of somebody. It may be one body, it may be 10, it may be 10,000, it may be 10 million. It may be a billion. Don't worry about that. That's not your worry. You just have to know that your purpose is to change a life. So wherever you are, doesn't matter where you are. But, you know, see, that's why when you know your purpose, you're excited about life because, you know, one of the greatest things that a man or woman can do is to know that you have an impact on the life of someone else. You know, even Jesus said, go make a disciple. He told us to, you know, spread the gospel. Well, what does the gospel do? It changes people. So I know that I'm talking right when I say that it's your job to change people. And if you're saying things to people that is destroying them, stop it. That's for all of us. We must no longer, we must quit that. Move out of that land. Well, it's been a great show. I feel excited. Hey, listen, I'm excited myself here today. I'm Mr. Walker, Kiva, I'm ready to take on the world. Hope, I feel like I could fly to Cincinnati right now. And if I was there, I'd walk into every high school I could find, and I would tell those kids, what are you thinking? Don't you know you got a purpose? Don't you know you got power? Don't you understand that the world is waiting for you to take over? And so wherever you are, make sure that you're, you know, encouraging our young people. Make sure that you don't let fear hold you back. Don't stay stuck in a job that you hate. Don't stay stuck in a career that doesn't bring you happiness. Don't stay in a place that does not serve you. You know, one of my good friends, Dr. Susan Johnson Cook, I heard her say, go where you celebrate it and not just tolerate it. You know, don't hang around friends just to have a friend. Go and find people that motivate you, that empower you, and hang with them. You got to rise high to the occasion. Expect greatness for your life. Expect it. Look for it. You deserve the best. Don't shrink for others. Decide today that today is the first day for the rest of the world. Well, we have 90 seconds left. It's going to be a successful day filled with great things to help you reach your dream, and that's coming from Mr. Jay Early. Thank you and welcome. Oh, yes, when we live worthy lives, which are pleasing to God, he promised to do the rest. Thank you. That's coming from Mr. K. Bonita. You wonderful, everybody. Tell everybody you know, please, please, call everybody you know, tell them to tune in to the Coach Felisa Show tomorrow, Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Mr. Versie Walker is going to be hitting us hot and powerful and fast. So it's been great. It's been real. Keep on moving on up. This has been Coach Felisa. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Felisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Felisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, There ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.
Oh, not much. I step into my room and jump out the door. Mm-hmm.